Good morning.
Hiya.
You're right.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So you are on the current series of MTV's X on the Beach.
I am indeed.
How did this thing come about, getting involved in it?
Well, they just kind of contacted me through Twitter, and I was in Malia at the time. I was on a season working away, and then I got like a FaceTime call and stuff. They were like, come back to London, do a few interviews. So I did some auditions and interviews. I got through and found myself on X on the Beach.
Is it as simple as that?
Well, it was, 12 interviews it was roughly. It was not that simple, like getting through them all. But then when you're there, I guess it is. But obviously you don't know it's X on the Beach. It's all a bit of a surprise, put it one way.
But did you suspect anything? Because you said 12 interviews, and obviously there had been the series before. Did part of you think, well, hang on, this is this something else?
Kind of, because they were like, let me hear about your exes. Tell me about your exes. What other exes have you got? Like, every single ex and all loads of details on them all. So I was like, something doesn't add up here. They told me it was a reality dating show, so I assumed, oh, I'm going to be going on holiday, going to stay in a hotel, going on a couple of dates in the evening, like, chilling, it'll be fine. And then I found myself on the beach with my ex-boyfriend. Which wasn't what I expected.
Free holiday, though.
It was a free holiday. It was good.
Yeah. I wouldn't turn it down.
No. I don't think many people would.
No, why would you? Free holiday to Spain. You were literally told it's a dating show and that's it. They don't tell you a lot otherwise.
No, they don't tell you a lot because they don't want you to, like, spoil it for anyone. Like, we're not allowed to tweet about it. We're not allowed to go anywhere near social media. And we're not allowed to say we've been away or anything. We have to keep it all secret and low profile, as if we've been at work doing our day-to-day things, like as we usually would. So it's all kept quite low profile and quiet. And you're literally told it's a reality TV show, a dating show, and hopefully you may find love. Something along the lines of that. And then you just take it as it comes. And it's very different.
So, are you happy you did it? Are you like, when you found out it was X on the Beach, did part of you think, I want to get out of here? What the heck have I signed up to? Or looking back on it now, are you going, I don't regret doing it?
Yeah, well, I was a bit apprehensive because it's the unknown. I wasn't sure what I was going in for and I didn't know what to expect. So, that made me a bit nervous. But then when I got there and I met everyone, like all the crew, they were all so lovely. And then they went to me, oh, are you any idea what you've let yourself in for? I was like, not really, no. They were like, come on, take a guess. I was like, I had a suspicion. I was like, is it X on the Beach too? And they were like, yes, it is. And I was like, you're joking me. And I was like, well, what X is it then? And he was like, what X do you think it was? And I was like, maybe it's Connor, because he's like quite a recent ex. And they were like, it is indeed. Connor's on the beach waiting for you. You've got an hour. And then I had to literally come out of the sea and see him. I was like, I need a drink.
Because he sort of hated you at the time. Because what we saw on the show when you sort of first appeared, his reaction wasn't the best to you coming out the water.
No, it wasn't. I didn't know what he was going to be like. Because as far as I was concerned, we hadn't ended on good terms. Well, no, we had ended on good terms. We were fine. Like, I didn't think there was any problem. It just kind of fizzled out and we both cracked on with our lives. But then his reaction to when I come out of the water, I was like, wow, did I miss something? Like, what happened in between? Like, I wasn't sure. And he was just kind of like, yeah, he was a bit rude and a bit, he made me feel intimidated. And that wasn't him. Like, he's not usually like that. So I was quite disappointed and embarrassed. I was like, this isn't you. Like, what's going on? And then he just kind of, yeah, he made me feel really small and not very good about myself. And then, yeah, it kind of just, it wasn't ideal, but he did say sorry eventually for it, because I reckon it was all for airtime, because that's the sort of thing guys do, and he just wanted lots of airtime, and he took control of the situation because he knew everyone in the situation. Like, he knew Melissa and Rogan already there, and then I was just like, I feel so out of my depth. And like, if that was me, no matter what our differences were, I would have still been like kind to him and like let him feel a part of what was going on. I wouldn't have like made him feel tiny, because that's just out of order.
So you do appear, like the exes appear in the water, and it's quite like a sexy moment, Bond girl moment. were you given tips for that? Did they tell you how to appear in the water?
Kind of, yeah. They did say, flick your hair a bit, splash a bit of water.
Stride. Yeah.
Give us the pout. Yeah, like they did talk you through it a bit, but then you just kind of like use your initiative and just crack on with it. It is fun. It's good. You do film it so many times before it actually, the real one though.
So there was a lot of different people in there, but I guess the main people in this series is Gaz and Charlotte from Geordie Shore. They're sort of like the focus.
Yeah.
When like the series was first revealed. Did you get on well with them? Were they quite normal people?
Yeah, do you know what? They are. They're down to earth, genuine, like normal people. Like I got on really well with Charlotte being a girl, and she's just, what you see is what you get. She's not two-faced. She's straight out there, up front, and that's what I like in a person. Gary's all right. He's nice again, like lovely guy. Has a bit more to say on things, because obviously being a guy and he's quite known for things. I got on really well with both of them, though. I didn't have any problems with them. They're both so genuine. And no one was even very starstruck by them. They just came in as such normal people. We just lived with them as if they were normal people.
At any point in the series, did you see the parsnip?
I didn't personally, but...
I'll write that down.
I didn't personally, but he went for a spray tan and swung it around a bit and, yeah, I think it popped out of his paper thong.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't see the whole thing. He jumped off the boat and I saw a little bit, but I wasn't really looking.
Half the parsnip.
Yeah.
A half-baked parsnip.
Brilliant.
Probably can't talk about it this time. So who would you say you got on best with in the house? Who would you say you got on worst with and didn't like and are definitely still not talking to?
Okay, well, Lauren welcomed me into the house. She was the nicest girl, I would say, as I got in there, because obviously I'm the first female ex in. So I got on well with Lauren. Lauren was really lovely to me. I got on well with Adam. Rogan, Morgan, I loved all of them. Kaylee was a bit fiery and didn't really see eye to eye with her. She's quite... Like, the girls had, like, a bit of a clique. So when I came in, they wouldn't really let me in. Lauren and Anita let me in more. Anita was nice. Lauren was really lovely. And she was there for me. I didn't really get on with Melissa and Kaylee because they're not my people and they were a bit too forward and upfront. And they weren't very pleasant, to be fair. And then all the guys I got on with, I didn't really speak to Connor, though. I kept myself to myself and we didn't really have much going on. So I got on with everyone other than that. And then exes that came in, there was no exes that I didn't like. Like, I got on with all the exes. The only people that I didn't really like in the house were Melissa and Kaylee.
Yeah, because in relative terms to a lot of people, you've stayed away from the drama. From what we've seen on telly so far... Like, you've not really been involved in, like, the arguments or...
Well, having said that, I had 3 arguments with Melissa and they're yet to show any of them. And then one with Jess, but, like, a small one. But, no, I kind of got to the point where I had a couple of arguments, which we might see. I'm not sure how they're going to edit it. And then I got to the point where I was like, I've got to live with these people. I've got to have breakfast, lunch and dinner with you guys. It is awkward feeling awkward around you because we're arguing and because we're hating over stupid little things. Like, it's just not worth it. And, like... You've got to live with him for, 5 weeks? So it's. I just thought, I'm going to keep myself to myself. I would sit there and watch an argument and be like, I know you're lying, but I'm not saying anything, because otherwise I'll be straight
involved.
Stay away.
Yeah. Avicii, you make me on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, 23 minutes past 9. I'm still joined live in the studio by Megan Clark. You all right?
Hiya.
You all good?
Yep, good, thanks.
You do get... Since doing the show, people will talk about you and the show on Twitter, Facebook, and people will have an opinion, because that's the way the world is. Have you found it weird that you've gone from no one really knowing who you are, and then a couple of TV shows have gone out, and suddenly everyone's got an opinion on you?
Yeah, no, it is a bit strange. People are always going to hate. You just got to embrace it. Like, I'm not really I am a sensitive person, but not when it comes to randomers, like, giving me hate. I just can't be bothered with it, so I've kind of got a bit thick-skinned and ignored it all. Well, majority of it. Some of them I've seen and I've been like, whoa, that's a bit out of hand, but you just got to, you got to embrace it, really.
Also, I did read an article with you in the Chronicle.
Yeah.
And they talked about you and the show and stuff. And something you said, you wouldn't mind doing more reality TV, something like TOWIE. So is that what you're looking to
do? I'm quite open-minded as to where it takes me. Like, any opportunities I'll consider and have a look at and then see what I fancy doing. And, you know, I would do TOWIE if I got the chance to. There's quite a lot of things, like, I'd probably do most things if I got the chance to.
Yeah, so are there some headphones? Put them on.
Thanks.
Hopefully you can hear. I'm just going to play a clip now in regards to you possibly doing TOWIE in the future. I thought we could do a TOWIE screen test on the show this morning.
Okay.
I thought we could, like, test your TOWIE credentials.
Ooh.
So my favourite moment of TOWIE of all time was Gemma Collins and Arj, and where Gemma said this.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
I still think the best TOWIE moment. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? When they're in Marbs and Gemma sort of stripped down to a swimming costume.
Do you know what? It sounds really bad, but I've not seen all the TOWIEs. Like, I didn't watch it last night.
No, I don't watch it anymore.
No.
This was, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's quite an iconic moment of Gemma stripping in front of Arj and leaving Arj embarrassed. So I thought me and you could recreate that moment.
Okay.
So you're going to take the role of Gemma Collins.
Minus the stripping.
Minus the stripping, yeah, obviously. I'm a bit weird, but not that weird. And I'm going to take the role of Arj.
Okay.
We've got the script here. This is from the moment. I'm hanging in the pool. I'm there with Joey Essex and people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go through it and reenact this moment and then see if you are ready for TOWIE. Oh, you're right, Gem. Where you been?
Just been out hanging with the girls.
Oh, I'll take the role of Joey as well. I'll multi-roll. Used to getting together or what, Reem?
Well, I just want to say something to you. You've been going around discussing what happened between us, yeah? Let me tell you something now. You don't ever disrespect...
Why have I disrespected you, Jem?
Don't ever disrespect a girl. Take a look at this. You ain't ever going to get this candy.
I don't get it, Gemma. I don't understand.
I don't like the way you turn around and say, oh, she got a pretty face, but a bad metabolism.
I've got a bad metabolism. I admit it. Can't even say it.
I'm sexy, James. I'm sexy. I'm sexy and I know it.
I've said you're lovely. Why do you feel the need to show off?
I don't even want to go out with you, Arj. You disrespect girls.
No, I don't.
You cheated on Lydia how many times?
You cheated on Charlie and Rami with me. Rami, remember him? So you're contradicting yourself again. Oh, yeah, I had to miss the bit because it's sweary, so we can't take it this time.
I might not be a size 10, but I've got a good heart. So take that and kiss that.
Slap your ass.
Kiss my ass.
There we go. I think you're TOWIE ready.
Oh, brilliant.
There you go. If the TOWIE people are listening, get the call. Also something online, you are dating a West Ham footballer. Who is that? Is this true?
Kind of?
Seeing him?
I don't know how much I'm supposed to say.
Are you not allowed to talk about that? I've just read a few things on Twitter. I was just interested.
Yeah. I see him and I'm good friends with him and like we go out, we do stuff quite a lot. And then one of my friends thought it would be great to someone wrote on Twitter after I posted a photo of me and him after his good weekend goal, and someone was like, oh yeah, they're engaged, my friend. I was like, why did you do that? He was like, it's funny, it's a bit of banter, and then everyone thinks that we're not actually engaged, we're just like seeing each other.
Okay, that's fair enough. It's just interesting.
Yeah, no.
So thanks for coming in this morning. Best of luck with
You're
whatever
welcome.
You do.
Thank you for your time.